I'd like to start off this episode by acknowledging the traditional owners of this land and the custodians, the people of the rivers, hills, and water. They have walked on these lands for many thousands of years, and I'd also like to pay our respects to the elders past and present.
Welcome to Weekend Birder. I'm your host, Kirsty Costa, and I'm sitting here with my nephew, Edward. Edward is 10 years old, and we're on holiday in a place called Tangambalanga, which is located just south of Wodonga in northern Victoria. We've just seen a whistling kite on our walk, and we wanted to tell you all about it.
Well, I've came here to talk about the whistling kite, and I wanted to talk about it because we were here at Tangambalanga, Victoria, and I saw something in the sky. At first, I thought it was a bald eagle, but I'd seen so many of those before, but it was too small for that. That's when I heard its call. Then I knew it was a whistling kite.
I've got a recording here of a whistling kite. Let's have a listen to what it sounds like. The whistling kite's call is a great way to tell it apart from other birds of prey. And Edward, you've been doing some research about this bird since we got back to the house, and you've got some other ways that we can identify it. Can you share with us what you found out?
The bird's wingspan is about of 125 centimetres, and the wing shape looks like an M. It mostly eats fish and insects, but occasionally eats other small animals. You can find them in Australia, Tasmania, Papua New Guinea, and the Solomon Islands. The whistling kite can lay up to 3 eggs, and it's often found in farmland and near water. As you probably know from the name, it's from the kite family. Some features of the kite are also its colours. It features blonde, black, brown, and pale on its tail. It also has an underwing pattern, which looks like a triangle.
That's really interesting, and it makes me think about episode 53 with Stephen Debus. Stephen told us that the best way to identify a bird of prey is to look at the length and shape of its wings and tail and the angle that it's holding its wings at. You mentioned, Edward, that we should look for that pale M-shaped pattern under the whistling kite's wings. That's a really good giveaway. I must confess that sometimes I get the whistling kite confused with the little eagle, which also has a similar M pattern under its wings. And the way that I've learnt how to tell them apart is that the whistling kite also holds its wings in a bent M shape when it flies. So when I think about a whistling kite, I think about the M under its wings, and I think about the M shape that it holds its wings at. Meanwhile, the little eagle soars in the sky with flat wings. I also look at the tail because the whistling kite's fan tail is also noticeably longer than the eagle's. So Edward, I also did some research about the whistling kite, and I found that they are aerial masters. They are able to snatch their food and eat it mid-flight. Apparently, this is called eating on the wing. They are also famous for stealing the food from other birds of prey. Cheeky buggers. Kites belong to the Archipedrae family, which is the same family as harriers, goshawks, eagles, buzzard, and Pacific barza. In Australia, there are 6 species of kites. So, Edward, I've got our bird book here, and I thought you might want to tell our listeners a bit about some of the other Australian kites that are out there. You mentioned that you'd like to learn more about the black kite, which is found in most parts of Australia. So, Edward, do you want to describe to everyone what a black kite looks like?
The black kite looks like a bit of a eagle, but it's very much smaller. It's black on its wings, and it has a brown and gets lighter on its head. It has very sharp claws, and the wing is black, and it has these little feathers that are brown, light brown, and they kind of go over the top, and that looks pretty cool. Its tail has once it finishes, it has like a backwards U cutting into it. And yeah, that's what it looks like.
Nice one, Edward. So as you said, the black kite is a medium-sized raptor or bird of prey, and it's found all over Australia, and it's also found in many other countries as well. You're right, it can look all black in its appearance from a distance, but you did notice that it has some lighter brown and rufous feathers on its head and neck. Another way to tell it apart from the rest is its forked tail, which, Edward, you pointed out looks like the letter U cut into it. Interestingly, the black kite also holds its wing in a bent M shape, like the whistling kite. Its call is a descending whistle, followed by a staccato tsi 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 tsi, Let's have a listen to what a black kite sounds like. That was pretty cool, wasn't it? Let's take a look in our bird book at the Brahmini kite.
It has a very white head and it goes very brown at the end with a black tail. Also, its beak is quite narrow and sharp. It also has a little of white on the back of its tail as a tip.
That's a great description, my friend. The Brahmini kite looks quite different, doesn't it? With its white head and breast and the rest of its body a striking chestnut brown colour. And that's good spotting about its tail. It has a white mark at the tip. This kite holds its wings flat when it soars over the coast and wetlands of Australia. It is most common in northern Australia, where it loves to hang out in mangrove swamps, estuaries, forests and rivers. The reason that it loves these places is because it eats fish, insects and carrion, which is another word for an animal that is already dead. And check out those feet, can you see them? Brahmini kites have long, sharp, curved claws that they use to snatch their prey as they fly. So they are famous for stealing fish from other birds like gulls, osprey, ibis or the whistling kite. They're kind of like the pirates of the sky. Let's have a listen to their call, which sounds, I think, a bit like a baby crying. In previous Weekend Birder episodes, we've talked about how birds migrate to find food, water, shelter, and a place to raise their babies. The kites that we've spoken about so far tend to only migrate locally, but this next kite likes to travel in spring to the south of Australia to breed and then return to the northern parts of Australia in the non-breeding season. Introducing, you got it, the square-tailed kite. Edward, let's have a look at that page in our bird book. What do you notice?
So the juvenile one at the top is very much browner and its legs are mainly beige, and with the older one, it looks like its legs are white and it has that black tail at the back. And as I was talking about the whistling kite, it's the feathers over the black wing. It turns to grey when it gets older and the head of it is very much white and the eyes look like they're has like two outlines of it. It's got a black dot in the middle and a black center. It has a fully black beak and it looks like there's a little bit of pink around that.
That's a good pickup, Edward. The adult definitely has a pale colored head and reddish underparts with black streaks on its neck and white spots under its wings. The younger one, the juvenile, has a more reddish head with less streaking. And also good pickup on its bill, which is definitely smaller than some of the other kites. The square-tailed kite is less common, and it's named after its tail, which has a dark band at its base and quite obvious square corners. It twists it as it flies, and when this kite is soaring, it hardly flaps its wings at all. It picks up its food, especially honey eaters and large insects, by skimming and circling just above or below the treetops. The other two species of kites in Australia are much smaller. You can learn about the black-shouldered kite with Stephen in episode 53 and the letter-winged kite with Richard Cordukes in episode 62. Edward, it's been so nice sitting down with you to read and talk about kites. Before we go, you mentioned that you'd like to share what you like about birds.
I think there's very interesting birds, especially if you live in a country and there's many other birds that are native to that, but also the birds in different countries, and I just find them quite interesting to research about and what their differences are, and like the peregrine falcon for its wing speed and how fast they are, and just categorising them on, I think, my favourite birds and the ones that are smallest and biggest, and I just really like just honestly researching about them. I really enjoyed being on this episode, and hopefully I'll do another one, and I hope to see you guys again.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Edward, and thanks for being an awesome nephew. I really admire the way that you use your curiosity and research skills to learn more about the world around you. The call recordings that we heard in this episode were provided by Mark Anderson. Thanks a bunch, Mark. Hey, Weekend Birder listeners, come and visit me on Instagram and Facebook for some help identifying Australia's kites. You can find me by searching weekend.birder, and soon I'll put the identification charts for the kites also on the Weekend Birder website, which is weekendbirder.com. Happy bird watching, and speak to you again soon.